Yeah, look, the giant chicken's Boba Fett.
You are beaten. It is useless, Theseus.
Taking one last look, sir, at my friends.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome. It is Thursday night. We are sorry we're late. We have had some major technical difficulties trying to get on this evening, but we are here. We are on the GNN Cantina Happy Hour. Pull up a stool and have a drink with us. I am your host, David. Debbie, are we on? Are we good?
Yeah, we're on.
Awesome. So, as I was saying, I am your host, David. Welcome, welcome, welcome. With me, as always, is my co-host, Debbie. Debbie, how are you this evening? That bad, huh?
Wow, is all I can say. Jeez. Facebook kicked me out. I had it set up at work, and you know, when they had the whole meltdown with Facebook the other day, got it working on Facebook fine. I didn't think about trying to log back in here at home, and yeah, it was a
Charlie Foxtrot.
It's the code supposed to be sent to my phone, but it wasn't sending it to me, so I had to go in on my phone. And then it was telling me I had to log in on my phone. I was like, no, I don't, because I'm already logged in, yet, son of a. I'm just a bit flustered.
It's been a day. We're on. We're good. Also with us tonight, as he always is, Cam from Cam in Focus. Cam, how are you? Are you having any technical issues? Oh, yes, you are. Everybody was. All right.
Like I clicked on the link to get into the stream, and then whenever I gave the website access to my mic and camera, then it crashed, and it wouldn't stop doing that.
And then your phone caught on fire.
It was about to go supernova. It was like this close, but yeah, my phone started heating up. I was like, "What the hell is happening?" So I did what any good American man would do. I turned it off and turned it back on, and that fixed it.
Of course. Always.
Andrew's having problems. He's in the chat.
Well, he's in the chat. He is in the chat. He was on for a little bit before the show, but we're experiencing some nasty, ugly weather rolling through Texas right now. So it's kind of hit or miss as to whether up until about 10 minutes prior to the show, he was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. And then it was like, oh, wait a minute. Everything started working. And then boom. Right before you logged on, Debbie, it was like, everything just went to crap. So never mind. Andrew will not be here through no fault of his own. He's having weather issues. We're having the same weather, but I'm good. I'm good so far. I had some issues with the computer because the schedule fell apart while we were trying to get Cam and Debbie and Andrew all logged in. And it's been higgledy-piggledy tonight on the happy hour. So if I may use such a word, I will.
Language.
So tonight, we're on episode 5 of The Bad Batch already. 5?
Yep.
There's what, 13 episodes or 16? 13?
I don't remember. I know next week is a double episode, so.
Oh, how fun.
They're just burning through this season like that. Debbie sent me
It's because they know it's so terrible that they just want to get it over with.
It is not terrible. you stay thy tongue, sir. So, no, it's been a great, great season. Before we get started, oh, look, there's Travis. Travis is on.
What's up? What's up?
It's about time, Travis. Come on.
Travis, have you been watching it like as the show premieres? Because this one's been a good one. It's been a page turner, to quote a book phrase, I guess. It's been a really good season so far. So I've enjoyed it. This episode that we're going to talk about tonight, I was kind of like, okay, they had 4 really, really good episodes. Is this going to be the really, really bad one? or the one that, you know, there's it's always like, okay, we're going to go up, we're going to go up, and then we're going to dive real, and then we might come up, and then we're going to go back down again. And it's always seemed like a roller coaster. Let's see. Travis says, I just finished seasons one.
Wow, you were behind, dude.
Jeez. Well, that's okay. Hey, we're you caught up now. That's all good. Everything's hunky-dory. I want to say this before we get started. I got to show you this because this came yesterday. My wife got me a Valentine's Day present. Wahaha! This is the Lego Star Wars. Let me get it back. Yep, there we go. This is the Tantive IV hallway scene with the exclusive, other side, with the exclusive 25th anniversary Fives minifigure. And the Fives minifigure has never been done before. And we're getting an exclusive one because this is the 25th anniversary of Lego Star Wars, as well as Episode 1. So I was excited. Y'all have to be. I was happy. I was excited. It was thank
I'm you. Happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephanie, my love. I really love it. And I will build it this weekend. So all that being said, let's start talking about the Bad Batch. So last week, everyone's reunited. They're still not sure. When Crosshair stepped off the shuttle, you had Wrecker look at him. I mean, it was like a death glare, like, oh, I'm going to kill this guy. And honestly, Wrecker was the one I was like, okay, well, he's going to be the one that was like, oh, you're back. We, you know, because Wrecker, I mean, he's big and strong, but he's really just kind of a big teddy bear. And I was just like, okay, I'm ready for this. But it looked like he was going to kill him. And even in this episode, now that he's back, Hunter said something to him about it. He goes, well, Omega seems to like him, so I'm fine with that. I'm like, okay, that's kind of the attitude I expected, not the I'm going to kill you death glare.
Yeah, well, it's probably been, at this point, maybe a day or two since the reunion, so they've probably had a bit of time to have it kind of set in, and I would expect Wrecker to be the first one to kind of get over that.
And I'm sure there was off-camera conversations that Omega had with Wrecker and Hunter.
That but not really between did. Not between Hunter and Crosshair, though.
Not yet.
Because obviously that's not been happening.
And that's something I love about this episode. We got legitimate character drama. Like, yes, finally, I've been waiting for this for yes. 3 seasons.
And it was good.
And honestly, I probably could have seen that coming. I mean, even back in the first episode, because let's face it, the title of the show is The Bad Batch, and to have The Bad Batch, you have to have all of the characters in The Bad Batch, and if you have one that goes astray, kind of in the back of your mind, you're thinking they'll be back together before the end of this.
Hi, Spencer.
Hey, Spencer. How's it going? So I looked at that and I was like, he'll be back, and I don't know how they're gonna take it. And you know that he was kind of snide with Hunter, you know, a few times. Detail I picked up on this was during the helmet scene. Crosshair places 2 on the crate, Hunter leaving as he picks up the 3rd. I don't think I caught that one.
Yeah, it's when they're in the base and they're trying to get the terminal to work and get the sensors turned off and whatever. And Crosshair kind of walks off by himself and he sees a bunch of helmets on the floor. One of them being, I believe the character's name was Mandy or Mayday or something like that. Mm. That was killed last season when Crosshair was there on that base.
What a good episode that was.
I think he was killed by Nolan, which is the Imperial officer that Crosshair was speaking of when he was telling Hunt that he killed. And that was, I think that was the reason he killed him, was because
I need to go back and revisit that. You're right. That was a great episode.
Mm-hmm. It really was.
I need to go back and revisit it.
Well, so far, all the best episodes have been Crosshair episodes.
Yeah.
And like he's quickly become the character that has the most depth in this series.
Well, and I think because with Crosshair, I mean, with Hunter and Wrecker and Tech and Echo, it's you knew who they were, and they didn't change much. They were they were the good guys who were kind of the outcast clones, and now they're the good guys who are kind of outcast from the Empire, and they're just kind of fighting to stay alive. So there really wasn't much of a change for them. Whereas, and it was in this episode too. It was that line when Crosshair was talking to Hunter, and he said, "I'm sorry, I did things. I was just trying." And Hunter finished for him, "You're trying to be a good soldier." And I mean, that's what he was doing. So he did what he thought was right. And he realized his mistake, and he's now having to live with the consequences of his mistake, as far as, you know, mm-hmm. Hunter and Wrecker not trusting him. But he's also able to grow now and say, okay, I made a mistake. What do I need to do to fix said mistake?
Well, when you look at the characters, you know, Hunter, Wrecker, Tech, they're kind of personality archetypes. You know, Hunter is the fearless leader, Tech is the smart one, Wrecker is the strong one, etc. And as this show has gone on, there really hasn't been much deviation from that with those characters. But with Crosshair, he makes mistakes. He's introspective. He learns from his mistakes. He's the one who's conflicted. He's caught between these two worlds. He's the character who I don't know if that was intentional on the part of the writers, but he is the character that I feel like most people who watch the show are latching onto.
That seems to be the consensus on the interwebs, because everybody is saying Crosshair is having such a amazing story arc, because the scene that we were just talking about with the helmets, I'm not sure he would have done that in the past, you know, had that emotional response as far as picking up the helmets from the floor and putting them on the cargo thing, whatever it was. I'm not sure he would have done that in the past. He's done a lot of growing. And like you said, he's learned from his mistakes in his dealings with the Empire. You know, they were taught from childhood, you know, to be a good soldier. And that's exactly what he thought he was doing with the Empire. And he thought the others were, you know, wrong and, you know, betraying him and the Empire. So, yeah, there was a lot of emotion in this episode. Him and Hunter having it out, and Crosshair calling out Hunter, saying, "You're the reason Omega got caught. I sent the message. You ignored it. That's why she's went through what she's went through, because of you. And you're angry because I helped her escape, and it wasn't you." I was like, holy shit.
Yes, drama. I love it. This show has been lacking in that so much. I mean, not so much these last few episodes. Season 3 has really stepped it up. But man, like exchanges like that, I live for stuff like that.
Which is real funny, because you know, season 3 they're stepping it up, and it's really good, and this is our last season, and it's like,
no, damn,
you got it right. No, keep running. But in the same token, I'm looking at it going, yep, let's quit while we're ahead. We're winning, and it's good. We don't need to mess it up. Every, you know. Don't make waves.
Well, I mean, with the series as a whole, it's been a pretty steady increase. Well, a steady and consistent increase in quality, you know, from the first episode onwards. You know, because I mean, you guys remember how I felt about the first season. I didn't really like it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And the second season, I was like, okay, this is getting pretty good. You know, Crosshair's had some good moments, and you know, we're kind of stepping up the tension, the stakes, etc. And now with this season, it's like, holy shit, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, they figured it out.
Well, what it reminds me of, and I'm talking Marvel here, but Guardians of the Galaxy, third one, where Rocket's friend says the stories have been about you. You just didn't realize it. So that's the way I feel about Crosshair. It's like the story's kind of been all about him. In, you know, not all about him, but the whole story arc, his character arc, it's just been so good, because, you know, he was the character, at least in from my standpoint, I didn't like him the first couple of seasons, not until he killed that Imperial guard.
He was the bad guy.
Yeah, and so now it's like, okay, now we're getting like a little bit of a redemption arc, and I hope that continues throughout the season.
And the good thing is, like, it wasn't a sudden shift for him. Like in every episode that centered on him, you know, through season two, everything that happened to him, you slowly saw his wall get chipped away.
Yeah.
You know, it could have been something as simple as like a look on his face after something happened, or like it was such a gradual progression for his character that it made his arc so far in season three feel so earned.
I mean, so we even got a little chuckle out of him.
Yeah.
I was like, Crosshair can laugh?
Sure.
What the hell? I mean, it wasn't a ha-ha laugh. It was just a little chuckle.
Just a chuckle.
When he was talking to Omega.
And I'm wondering now, is he becoming such a popular character we're going to get a standalone series or a movie about Crosshair? Live action standalone in a movie. I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding. Filoni, we don't need it.
I thought you were going to say, is he going to die?
Oh, he's probably going to die.
Oh,
it
on.
Wouldn't surprise me in the slightest.
It wouldn't surprise me if all of them did, but
oh, God.
I mean, honestly, because they haven't been in anything. I mean, they weren't in Rebels. They weren't mentioned in Rebels. They weren't talked about in Rebels. That there was nothing, there's nothing. I mean, unless it's one of those things where they continue to just live on their island and they retire and don't go anywhere.
I'd be happy with that.
And mm-hmm. I'd be fine. Yeah, I'd be fine with that too. You know, we're just going to stay here and we're going to hide. We've got Omega with us now and everything's good. We don't need to go on. Right now, they're, you know, in the first couple of seasons, in the first two seasons, we need to do what we need to do. We need money to continue to live to survive. And then at the end of two, they get to the island and it's like, oh, you don't have to worry about anything anymore until Omega gets kidnapped and captured. And now it's, okay, can we go to our island now? No, because we've got to help Echo and Rex hunt down the, where's Tantus at? We got to find out what's going on out there.
Travis brings up something, and I don't know if I said it last episode or not, because I know I brought out Hemlock's hand, and I wonder... Because I originally thought Crosshair's hand was due to the season two where he was out in the cold and all that stuff. But now I'm wondering if it's because of the testing that they're doing. And I wonder with Hemlock having the same issue, if he's done testing on himself for some bizarre reason.
Maybe. I don't know. I kind of look at Crosshair's more as a, and again, I'm gonna jump back into the character growth for him, more as a, you know, when he was talking to Omega, you know, he's like, there's a trick to be, or the, he's telling her about being a good sniper. You know, there's the you got to be able to, there's more than just pulling a trigger. You've got to be able to, you know what's going on around you and see who's watching you and all this other stuff. And I think for him, I think it's finally hit him that, you know, throughout all of the first two seasons, they didn't kill any of the clones. They were always stunning them. And that was always my big gripe, was like, these guys are trying to kill you. Kill them back. You know, that's, that was my big thing. And Crosshair would do that. I mean, he was killing, but now that he has killed that, the Imperial officer that was talked about here, I'm looking at it going, it's probably getting to him. He probably has some kind of PTSD about that. And that's why he's shaking, because it's like, I don't want to do this anymore, but this is all I know how to do. So I'm wondering if that is going to play that would just make it even better. I mean, as far as character growth and development and everything, but Luke sent me something, but I don't know what it is. Luke, if you're watching, I'll look at it later. I know you're downstairs. You're probably watching. That's cool. But yeah, I mean, I think that would be, again, another character thing for him, because yeah, through this whole thing, it's like he's always been the first one to pull the trigger. You know, we're, you know, kill them all, let God sort. Oh, the last episode. Okay, fine. We'll do it your way. Finally, you know. So I don't know, and maybe we still got what, a little over half of a season left. So, and next week is a two-parter, so he's really gonna be seven episodes deep into 13 or 16 episodes. I don't remember.
Well, with them releasing the next two episodes at the same time, I'm kind of anticipating that it's going to be something major.
I hope so.
I'm thinking it'll be all the bounty hunters.
Oh, I think so. Well, are we going to get Boba Fett?
Well, we know we get
Cad Bane.
Thank you.
he was in the last season, so.
And gosh, there was another one, and then there was Asajj. So these two episodes might be big episodes. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
His handshake reminds me of Rex's when he is trying not to kill Ahsoka. It's possible his chip was damaged / melted into his brain when he was hit with the ion engine, and it's not out. That's possible. Okay, I'll buy that. And plus, He never did take his out. He was working for the Empire, and then it was, he wouldn't have taken it out. And then he was at Mount Tantus. He was in jail. He was imprisoned at Mount Tantus. So, it probably is still in there. It wouldn't surprise me at all. So, but anyway, the whole point of this episode was they're trying to decipher this data pad. Heavy Imperial encryptions. Oh, well, I know where a base is. They go to the base. Again, I called this. I was like, oh, those sonic things are probably keeping something at bay. There's probably something out there that they don't. And, oh, it's Raiders. No, there's something bigger out there, I promise you. Oh, well, we've got to divert all the power from the sonic things into the thing so we can decode the data pad. And it's like, oh, you just opened the gates. Here we go. Here we go.
And I'm a bit offended because this planet's called Barton 4. If you're gonna name a planet after me, make it
with a big snow monster on it.
Yeah, make it a sandy beachy planet like Scarif.
Scarif.
Thank you very much.
That's where I'm gonna retire, Scarif.
Baloney. Not some ice planet.
We know you watch, Dave. Let's make some changes. Come on now. Actually, if this planet's Barton, if we get a planet Cam or a planet David in the next couple of episodes, I'm really honestly going to believe that Filoni's watching our show. So
it's the trifecta.
It's be like, whoa, that's just creepy.
So obviously I'm his favorite.
Obviously you made it first. So
yeah.
Debbie is now immortalized in Star Wars. Who cares that it's a snow planet? You're there. You're in.
And you know? Now see Debbie, you have to repay the favor. You have to put Dave Filoni in your harem.
Yeah. Or maybe
it's the cowboy hat.
It's the hat. It's got to be the hat.
That's the lady killer there.
No, I don't think so.
No,
I'm sorry, Filoni.
he will be there for her for talking points, and not because he's cute, but for his knowledge and talking points. And
yes, that would earn him the harem.
There you go.
Is his extensive knowledge?
There's the Jawa.
There was a small touching moment in Crosshair, you know, they're, I don't know, putting stuff on the ship or whatever, and Wrecker comes out and he has Crosshair's armor. Yeah. And he says it just didn't feel right to get rid of it or something like that. And I was like,
And then you've got Hunter in the background just kind of staring, still not for sure if he wants to trust him or not. So
Fennec. Thank you, Travis. It's Fennec. That was the other bounty hunter.
Oh, okay.
So Boba might be with her. But yeah, Cad and Fennec, well, and then
it would be baby Boba. No, she doesn't meet Boba until meets Boba in The Mandalorian. So we're talking post-Return of the Jedi. But she was in season two, so
I'm starting to feel like Deadpool. These timelines are so confusing.
It is. And I'm old and I can't remember. And I'm gonna have to make out a timeline and put it like in the corner of my computer so I can glance at it. And
you're gonna have a cork board behind you with like, you know, pictures of people and events and taxis. Yeah.
I don't know. I looked at a timeline on I was driving and I was like, you know what, I want to put on a Star Wars timeline from the beginning of what we know as the Star. Man, I found a YouTube video of a guy that was explaining everything. That thing was like 2.5 hours long. I'm like, holy crap, it's a friggin' movie. But I mean, he went all the way back to, you know, beginning of the, you know, they first discover the Force kind of thing. So I mean, like way, way back. And I'm just like, holy smokes, that's a lot.
Now is
like, I'm driving, but I'm not driving that far. Come on now.
is it the canon timeline that he was talking about, or mm-hmm. was it? Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's intense because he goes through all the High Republic stuff, and then
there's a lot of stuff there.
All the intricacies of the I guess like the Old Republic, all the Old Republic stuff, but then all like the he even went to stuff in between episodes 1, 2, and 3, you know, Sifo Dyas commissioning the clone army and Tyrannus recruiting Jango Fett to, I mean, it was just, there was a lot of it I'm going to assume was covered in the comic books because he had a lot of backstory for a lot of those things. So I was like, holy cow, that's amazing. And I guess he does it every year. He updates it every year for May the 4th weekend. So it just gets longer and longer as they put out more content. So
what's the name of the?
I don't know. I'd have to go look it up. I'll find it. I'll find it. Calm down.
You have failed this city. Oh, that's DC. Sorry.
You have failed me for the last time, Dave.
There you go.
Oh. But Hang on, I'll find it. Give me a sec. I'll find it. The complete canons. It's actually, I lied. It's an hour and a half. But it's the Star Wars Complete Canon Timeline 2023. It's Star Wars Explained. Star Wars.
I kind of wondered if that was who it was, because he does a lot of stuff.
Yep.
I'm just glad it's not Star Wars Theory.
He's got Legends. He's got a complete Legends history, and that one's like 30 minutes long. So
30.
He's got a bunch of. He's got some good stuff. I like his. I'm gonna have to subscribe to him. If you get the chance, go subscribe to Star Wars Explained. And Star Wars Explained, if you are watching this, thank you for your content. We'd like a shout out. Just because. Debbie, hashtag him. Maybe he'll put us on the show. That would be awesome. Anyway, again, amazing episode. Oh, they fight the snow beast, obviously, and they win. You've got the dog doing cute little
dog things.
Dog things. like when Wrecker and Hunter, I was just like, that was one of those ones where it was like, I'm just, oh God, why? Wrecker and Hunter, they're digging the door out. Here comes the dog, and he jumps up, and he's digging. I'm like,
it's a very dog thing to do. Why wouldn't he do it?
I don't. I'm not saying it's not a bird dog.
Every Star Wars thing has to have its cute mascot.
Mm-hmm.
That's just that's just the rule now.
That's the rules, I guess. I don't know. I just what and it's what's that dog's? It's
Thatcher?
Betcha. She calls it something else. Betcha. Betcha. Something like that. I don't know.
You really got to try harder to nail the Kiwi accent.
I can't even say.
I have to think about it to say Omega. I'm just, you know, I just say Omega. I'm not going to do it.
Travis has Star Wars Theory. It's okay to like something Star Wars that I don't, but it isn't Star Wars, and it goes against everything George Lucas stands for, so you're dumb. Star Wars Theory in a nutshell.
Yeah,
right.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Although he has kind of liked the majority of the episodes for Bad Batch. Although I'm a bit confused because... was it after Ahsoka? I forget what show. Maybe it was Ahsoka. But he said he wasn't going to do any more Disney Star Wars content. I mean, he was pretty adamant about it. He wasn't going to do it anymore.
You've got to finish the Bad Batch because that's, you know, if you've already done seasons 1 and 2, you've got to do season 3 because you got to finish off.
No. If he's that pissed off about it, he shouldn't be covering anything.
All right. Well, we'll see you in June then, Mr. Star Wars Theory, sir, when the Acolyte comes out. So,
yeah.
I have a feeling I can't wait to see
how pissed off he gets about that.
I have a feeling that one's going to be pretty darn good. So I'm...
Thank you. Yeah. I have my moments.
Wait a minute. I know why he likes the Bad Batch so much. It's because it doesn't have a girl as the main hero. Of course.
Unless it ends up being Omega at the end of the season.
Well, I mean, they're already kind of setting Omega up to be a Jedi. So, well, or at least be not a Jedi, but like Force sensitive.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean... maybe? Is Omega going to be a Mary Sue?
I don't know if she's force sensitive. I don't get it.
Well, she has a high midichlorian count. And
no, she has the her blood test shows that she can handle a midichlorian transfer, a high midichlorian transfer.
Okay. Without any deterioration.
Yeah, not that she has a high or even any midichlorian, from what I'm understanding, because I had to go back and watch some of those episodes. Star Wars sometimes goes over my head. unfortunately.
I mean, just the third episode of the first season of The Mandalorian where they're talking about, because that's what they were after Baby Yoda for. I'm going to call him Baby Yoda because it was season one, so leave me alone. We didn't know any better. It was Baby Yoda. So that, I mean, that's what they said. Oh, he's got a high M count. You know, we need that. So Spencer, you said Star Wars theory heavily annoys me. What are your thoughts on Mike Zero and Doomcock? Yes. I'm sorry. I just threw up a little bit in my mouth right there.
How many times has Brie Larson been fired from Star Wars at this point, according to Mike Zero?
You should see his. I only see the titles, but he's just going off on the Deadpool stuff, you know, saying that there's all this drama behind the scenes on the Deadpool Wolverine movie, and I'm just
He does realize that's finished filming, right? So there's not really any behind the scenes for drama to be.
As long as he gets, you know, his followers to, you know.
He gets like 5,000 views per video. That's like,
you know what it is? And maybe he's a genius and we just don't even know it, but he's like, I get like 5,000 views per video. And I'm looking at it going, but you're putting out wrong stuff. And I'm looking at it going, maybe that's the idea. He wants to put something out there that is just so outlandish that people will watch him just to laugh at him. Maybe that's the whole thing.
Well, I don't need to watch his videos to laugh at him, because when I see the titles and the thumbnails, I'm just like, oh my God, dude. Really? There's people who believe him and agree with him. And, you know, Kathleen's been fired 500 times now. And
yeah, well, Mike Zero blocked me on Twitter. I can't remember what I had said to him, but I commented on something he posted on Twitter. And about 3 minutes later, he blocked me.
Wow, you got blocked by Mike Zero.
Who deserves a medal?
I'm glad I'm not the only one who thinks so.
Wow, maybe I need to go comment on some of his stuff. What's really funny is going back to look at some of his stuff, like prior to The Force Awakens, and even prior to any of the sequel movies, and some of the theories that he has. It's like, oh, well, you know, this is going to happen, and Rey's parents are really Obi-Wan Kenobi, and they're the grandparents, blah 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 blah. And it was like, just look at it and say, you were way off. You were so far off, dude.
Well, a lot of his stuff, I don't think he's correct on anything that, you know.
I don't think he is either.
You know, from what I've seen, and, you know, he supposedly has these insiders that are informing him of this information. And it's like, dude, you need to get different insiders. Better insiders. They suck. Fire them. They're the ones that need to be fired, not Kathleen.
He goes to introduce people to his sources, and his sources are just like toddlers in a playpen playing with little Tonka toys, like hammering something.
No, his sources are, they work at McDonald's, and they're sitting there on the burgers and the fries. Wouldn't it be cool if, like, Han Solo didn't actually die? Oh, that's a great one. Yeah, yeah. Send that to Mike. He'll put it on.
These guys are standing in a circle in the back of the McDonald's. It's like, so what if, like, what if Brie Larson was in Star Wars? It's like, and Mike Zero's like, okay, but wait, what if she got fired from Star Wars?
Many times.
Oh my God!
He's a genius.
I've clicked do not recommend this channel for Mike Zero so many times, yet he still shows up. He's like a turd that won't flush.
That's such a great analogy.
Pretty spot on, Travis. Pretty spot on.
I'm going to have to agree with you. It's going to be great, or it is great. So
did you guys catch the, Jurassic Park moment?
I don't know that I did.
I don't think I did.
Wrecker had to run to the back of the compound to get to the fuse box. And what did he have to do?
Yeah.
He had to prime it.
You got to prime it and then turn it on. Yeah.
I kept waiting for an arm or something to fall out. That would have been great.
Come on. Star Wars isn't that ballsy.
It would have been awesome, though.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
It could have been like a clone arm or something like that, you know, just
I watched the episode again like earlier this evening or this afternoon, and I was just like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. And now you mentioned it, and I'm like, oh yeah, there was a Jurassic Park. Yeah.
It was awesome. Anytime I see any kind of reference to another movie or what, it just makes me giggle. I just love catching those little, I get Easter eggs or whatever you want to call them, little references.
We got the there was the touching moment with Tech was brought up again, where they said, you know, if we had somebody here who knew how to do this Imperial encryption, yeah, somebody like Tech.
Yeah, well, I saw something someone had posted saying Omega never got to hug Tech. I'm just like, aw. Oh, you bastard.
Yeah, I seen a couple, Travis. A couple people were referencing Dune.
Because of the snow worm?
Yeah.
Instead of
The sandworm.
Wait a minute. Oh, okay, Cam. Completely off topic. I'm going to chase a rabbit here. You went and saw Dune 2.
I did.
Did you get the popcorn bucket that everybody's been?
No, I didn't get the popcorn bucket. I did get a poster though.
Oh. No, I want to see the popcorn bucket that everybody on Twitter and everywhere else was like, I need that popcorn bucket.
I didn't get the popcorn bucket. I'm not that brave.
Who was in charge of the design? That design makes no. I mean, it looks weird. It doesn't look like what it's supposed to represent. You know, it looks like something else. I won't go there. But then, you know, trying to put your hand in there to grab popcorn. I mean, it was just weird.
It was almost as weird. And I don't know if you guys remember this. In 1999, episode one is out. And Jar Jar's face is all over everything. Jar Jar Binks was like Grogu. You know, anything Star Wars had Jar Jar on it. You know, T-shirts or whatever. Anything was Jar Jar. Either Jar Jar or young Anakin. But they made this thing, and it was like a Jar Jar head. And you push a button, and the mouth opened up wide, and there was a tongue in it. And the tongue was a lollipop. So you could sit there and suck this lolly. Oh, it was. Go look up the Jar Jar. Hang on. I'm going to see if I can find a picture of it.
Stuff. Oh, my God.
I don't know. But I was just like, that's wrong on so many levels.
And speaking of young Anakin, the other day was Jake Lloyd's birthday.
It was. So
happy birthday, Jake Lloyd. It was. Lloyd. Belated.
Birthday. Happy belated. Yes, we. Okay. Hang on a minute. I've got a plethora of pictures here. I'm trying to find the best one.
Are we going to get censored for this?
I hope not. I don't think so. I think it's a. Okay, I think I found a good one.
Oh boy!
Oh no! Let me see if I know how to put it up on the thing here.
Am I gonna be scared?
Yes.
No. Maybe.
Offended? Probably offended.
You're probably gonna look at it and go, "Oh God, what were they thinking?" It didn't put it in the right folder. What are you doing? You're killing me here.
What were you thinking?
Oh. Maybe that's why. Okay, hang on. I'm getting it. Trust me. If we hadn't started talking about it, I wouldn't have worried about it. Or I would have had it set.
Travis, I remember that lollipop. It tasted exactly like one of those strawberry old lady candies with the strawberry wrapper.
All right, here it comes. There it is.
Oh, my God.
So, Ken, if you can imagine kids back in 1999 walking around sucking on their Star Wars Episode One Jar Jar Binks lollipops.
How did they get to the bottom of it? Did it push up?
I don't even want to know. I don't even. I
just make out with Jar Jar to get to the bottom of the lollipop.
And then the face would be like, you know,
yeah, it's like your tongue kissing Jar Jar, because you got to have him turn this way so that his, you know, yeah.
Who the hell comes up with this stuff?
Lucasfilms, obviously.
And they Lucasfilms didn't come up with it. They just approved it. They looked at it and said, "Oh, that looks great." Oh crap! What do we do?
Oh no.
Well, Lucasfilm needs to hire me. I'm sure I could have come up with something a little bit better than that and get paid a bajillion dollars for it.
That's right.
How embarrassing. I hope I didn't buy my kids, any of my kids, that back in the day. I don't remember offhand, but
now I had.
If I did, I apologize if I traumatized any of my kids.
there was a Darth Maul one, and I had the Darth Maul one, but his was different because his was like you stuck the lollipop in his head, and you pushed a button, and the button would spin spin his lightsaber blades around. But at the same time, it would spin the lollipop around, so you could just put it in your mouth and it would circulate the lollipop for you.
Man, why are they making things so complicated?
Because it said Star Wars on it and it's going to make money.
But just make a Darth Maul-shaped lollipop or a Jar Jar-shaped lollipop in different flavors. I mean, why come up with this wackadoodle stuff?
God. Debbie, you're asking complicated questions that nobody has answers for.
I know. That's pretty good coming from an old lady, you know, asking complicated questions.
But they got but the same thing. I was at the store the other day and they had all these cookies laid out, and they have cookies that look like emojis. And what do you think I saw? I saw the crap emoji. I'm like, you going to go eat a crap cookie? Seriously?
Hey, if it's chocolate, I'm eating
seriously?
It.
Seriously? Oh, horrible. What do you eat? Big pile of crap. Thank you.
Yeah, Debbie, you know, does her business and looks in the toilet. And she's like, no, I shouldn't. I shouldn't.
No. Not chocolate. Stop looking at it. No.
Hey, I ate that a couple hours ago.
I mustn't, but I mustn't not.
Woo, have we gone off the deep end?
Wow.
I put the Jawa away.
That's okay. You put Darth Maul up. He's the one doing all of this. He's bringing evil to the show.
I have a Darth Maul Mighty Mug. I don't know if anybody ever collected these back in the day, but I have a few. I've got Maul, I've got 3PO, I have Vader and Asajj Ventress over here looking at me.
Nope, can't say that I did. Debbie, did we miss anything? I mean, we talked about just about everything, so did we miss anything? Oh, we did miss one thing. Yoda fought Count Dooku in the cave on episode 2. We have to bring up episode 2 in every episode just because. I'm sorry, I had to bring it up. I had to find something. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Do we have anything? What? We've always mentioned episode 2. Don't look at me like that.
Did I just have a brain fart or something?
Just to get under Cam's skin. That's exactly right. Yeah.
I don't think we've missed anything.
Debbie takes copious notes.
I do. I think we hit all the major emotional and funny stuff. So we're good.
Very good. Very, very good. Shameless plugs. What do we got?
Yesterday we had a new episode of War of the Stars drop. So go check that out. They are not a live show. They pre-record their stuff. So
I think they're talking about the Bad Batch as well, are they not?
Yeah, they're an episode behind. So they were talking about...
We're winning! Woohoo!
They're talking about last week's episode. Tomorrow night, I will be on the Geek and I podcast. We are still talking Star Trek, the original series. And I forget what episode. Last week, we watched What Little Girls Are Made Of. So whatever's after that. Saturday will be the Geek Gauntlet. They cover everything. So they'll probably be talking about Bad Batch. And Monday, we are back with MCU Monday. We're starting season two of Daredevil, right?
So we're gonna do season two until X-Men 97 drops, which I think we're gonna get 2 weeks of get episode one and two of season two, and then X-Men 97 will kick off.
And then Tuesday is the Sith Dominion. We did not have a show last Tuesday.
And it's like two Tuesdays in a row.
We had a show the week before. I'm not sure why last week's got canceled. I didn't hear, but I'm sure something came up and he couldn't do it. But anyways, I believe we'll be on Tuesday night and we are covering the last part of the Sith Code.
Very good.
I think I got everything.
Sounds good. Cam, do we have any shameless plugs from you?
Yes. So tomorrow I leave for Jacksonville to go to Collective Con. I wasn't able to secure a press pass, so I won't be doing any celebrity interviews. If I'm lucky, maybe somebody might agree, but not really counting on it. But I'll be going around doing some snap interviews with cosplayers. I might be able to sit down with a few independent writers. I'm gonna do my best to talk to as many people as I can out there. Ray Park is going to be there, which is awesome. Elijah Wood and Sean Astin are going to be there, which is great.
They were out in Dallas. In fact, we had all four of the Hobbits in Dallas last year.
Yeah?
Yeah, all four of them. It was a big thing, big reunion.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. And I forget who else is going to be. I know Emily Swallow is going to be there.
Oh. Yeah, she's been in Dallas once or twice.
Yeah. And then next week, not quite sure what day just yet. It kind of depends on how my schedule goes. But next week, new Cam in Focus. It's going to be me going in depth about the specific things that I look for in film that enhance the film for me. So it'll be a nice little discussion about, you know, not really any one thing in particular. It's going to be a whole bunch of stuff. So
when do we get the Dune 2 review?
That's going to be Monday. Okay. It's going to be Monday evening that I'll be putting that up.
I think I heard you say something about that, but I was like, or I saw it on your Facebook or something, and I was
I wasn't actually expecting an answer.
With or without spoilers?
Yes. Without spoilers.
Okay.
I still haven't watched Dune 1, but you know what? I've got a new Lego set.
I finally got through it after falling asleep 5 times trying to watch the darn thing.
I've got a new Lego set I can build this weekend. I can watch it. Now I can watch it. I've got an excuse. Plus, it's raining outside, so ain't no reason to get out. I'll be like Debbie. I'm going to be a hermit this weekend.
Yeah. Come to the dark side.
So... yeah, that'll be great. It's on it's on Netflix right now, right? The first one?
I think, maybe Netflix, but I know it's still on Max.
Oh, it is still on Max. Okay.
Yeah. One
then. I think it was on Hulu too. I thought I'd seen it on Hulu.
It is on Hulu. Yeah, you're right. I think they've been pushing it all over the place just because the new movie's out. So what about the David Lynch version? Where is that at?
I don't know.
That was far superior.
Well, it does have Patrick Stewart in it.
Yeah, that's not really
Patrick Stewart does not a movie make.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to see Paul Atreides have his hand in the box and go, "The pain."
All right. Well, that's going to be it for us. We are glad you joined us here on the Cantina Happy Hour. Y'all all have a great, great week. We will be back next week. Have an awesome week. Watch the Bad Batch. Come back and talk to us about it. We will see you all next week. Y'all have a great one, and may the Force be with you.
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere.